Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney with Mr. Will.
Hey guys.
And today we're going to talk about the Nintendo Direct from September 4th, which was yesterday. We're one day late on the podcast, but that's okay because we're on a live podcast right now for our everybody. Because this is the one free podcast we do a month that's live. So yeah, if you're on our YouTube page, hello, welcome. And yeah, if you guys want to have this experience every show, you can join our Patreon, where every week we'll do a live podcast and you can join us in the chat while we do everything live. It's going to be great. So, Will, you've been not working, playing a lot of games, I hope?
I have.
Excellent. Anything worth of note right now?
You kind of talked me into going back to Assassin's Creed, so I'm almost beat the game. I just got my house right now. And I've been messing around with the story creator mode as well. I haven't created a story myself, but I've been playing some of the other creators, and you know, some of it is really good.
Yeah, the main story was super good. I was very impressed with it. The DLC, not so much so far, but I'm going to play my way through it and find out.
Have you tried any of the stories though?
Like
player made?
No, I wanted to finish the actual main story, so I stayed away from those. So I would like to hear your take on it, but we should get to the intro first. So Nintendo Direct, and then we're going to talk about something else. I can't remember. Cyberpunk, right? Yeah, Cyberpunk. Yep. 2077. More information on that and some gameplay and some more news. We're going to talk about that, and it's all coming up right now. All right, so yeah, let's just quickly finish talking about what we're talking about. So Assassin's Creed's the player-made stories. So have you played any, Will?
I played a couple of them actually today. The ones that you have to actually go onto your computer or your phone and sign into your Ubisoft account to go through all of them, because the actual game on the console will only show like 20.
Right.
That they picked out for you, but if you're like interested, like you can search keywords or anything, stuff like that. One of the stories I played today brings back one of what's her name, Kira.
Yep.
Yeah. So brings back Kira and kind of changes the story. Like, what would have happened if you didn't leave Kira?
Right. I see. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Well, isn't that the chick that killed herself after?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Sorry, spoiler alert. Shit. I mean, that's like 40% through the game, I guess.
Yeah.
But hey, you know. Okay, cool. So that's what you're playing. I have not been playing freaking anything because I went away last weekend. But I'm trying to struggle my way through the Assassin's Creed DLC.
Yeah, because you didn't. You went away. We couldn't go to PAX.
Yeah, that was another big issue. Yeah, PAX. Some good things came out of PAX, but if of all the years that we could have missed PAX, I think this was the one.
This is a better year. Next year is definitely we can't miss, because we've got the two new consoles and we're going to have tons of games.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm really hoping with Halo Infinite, it would be great to see Microsoft bring back Halo Fest.
Yeah, 100%.
They booked like a whole part of the convention center that was just Halo.
Yeah, I would be all over that. Like, if I was missing at any point during the weekend, you would probably find me there.
Yeah, they had this one room that you could go into with, the Mega Bloks?
Yep.
Yeah, and they had the Halo Mega Bloks there, and you could pick one, and if you could build it, you could keep it.
Shit.
So there's like hundreds of people all sitting on the floor building Mega Bloks.
Man, I wish PAX was more than 4 days. Like, even like if someone went for 1 day, it's like you literally did not have enough time to see absolutely everything in the convention hall.
That was the issue, because I saw there were still Saturday tickets available and stuff like that. So I was thinking of just going down for the 1 day myself, right?
Yeah.
And I just, like, there's just no way. I'd leave kind of worse off than not going.
Yeah, for sure. And even the 4 days, like, there's just, like, by the end of the 4 days, you're just fucking drained, because there's just so much energy to walk from the hotel to the convention hall and deal with everything there, but it's still not even enough to see everything and to play everything. No. So, anyways.
The lines are tiring, too, you know, standing, sitting, doesn't matter.
Yeah, we sat in the Pokemon Let's Go line for fucking 6 hours. Yeah, but
I remember that, and that wasn't even the line to play all the other. Oh no, that was, we got to play all the indie games too.
Well, I think that whole Nintendo area was poorly managed. I wonder if they cleaned that up this year. Actually, one of our listeners, Josh, he's been on the podcast before. He went 2 days of PAX this year, so I'm actually curious to see how they how Nintendo did things this year. I really liked how they handled it the first time we went in, where we kind of cheated.
That was the indie room, though.
Yeah, it was the indie room, but they only let in 30 people, and then after you played 6 games, they're like, here's your free shirt, get the fuck out. Right?
Yeah. What was it this time? Like,
well, last year, it was, they let 30 people in.
6 games, but only 30 people in, yeah.
And then, like, the 30 people would just hang out in the Nintendo booth while everyone else was waiting in line, and you're like, can you just fuck off?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah. But even the Nintendo employees, remember, they even knew that was a problem because they started kicking people out.
Yeah, about freaking time. Anyways, speaking of Nintendo, why don't we talk about the Direct that dropped today? So there's a lot of Nintendo news that was released today. Some new news in general, and some additional news for stuff we already know about. So
Overwatch.
Overwatch, yeah, well, why don't we start with that? So overlook this announcement, and you may regret it. Overwatch is coming is coming to the Switch. So,
woo!
That video was not supposed to play, so I'm just going to turn off that sound. Anyway, so yeah, this is Overwatch. Obviously, has been out for quite a long time. And Will, why don't you tell us about it?
I've never actually played Overwatch.
Really? Me neither, actually. And everyone always talks about it.
It's become a huge esport now, right? And I have watched people play. It's just never really been my type of game. But now that it's coming to the Switch, I guess I could give it a shot.
Yeah, it's a good game to play, or to play on the go, I guess. But do you know if you need an internet connection for this?
I think you do.
Ah, that's a drag.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this isn't a game you'd probably be taking with you.
Okay. Regardless, Overwatch available October 15th. So check that out.
Now, when you were watching the Direct, it says when they announced it, a new trailer for Overwatch. But I don't remember Overwatch ever being actually announced for the Switch. Like, this was the announcement, was it not?
I think it was, yeah. It's the Legendary Edition for Overwatch.
Yeah, because they didn't announce that at E3. Like, the Direct for E3 wasn't even a Direct.
Yeah. So... all right, so the next little game in the arsenal here, I'm actually just stuck on this one page on the Nintendo website, and I'm actually quite frustrated right now. But
yeah, it doesn't have any of the information for you.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all the videos here. I know we're live, so, and we're doing a podcast right now, so you're gonna have to unfortunately let this go. But I'm going to send you a message with the link for the actual information.
Okay, fine.
Might help out.
Yeah, it could help out for sure. All right, so this is going to play and it's going to have sound, isn't it?
Oh, it will.
Yeah, look at that. Luigi's Mansion. All right, so Luigi's Mansion 3, a few more things were shown in this Nintendo Direct, one of which was the additional It showed some additional gameplay and rooms and ghosts and stuff like that. So actually quite exciting. And we're going to do a video here really shortly that's going to be released on our YouTube page. That's everything we know about Luigi's Mansion 3. So have a look out for that. And if you haven't already, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what do we got here?
Luigi's Mansion 3, Scream Park mode, eh?
Scream Park. I was a huge fan of the Scarescraper in Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon.
Which is still coming back. They already announced that.
Yep, so I'll be all over that for sure. And
the Scream Park doesn't interest me as much as most of Luigi Mansion's games, mainly because it's just a two to eight player, like, against each other arena style.
Yeah, it's like a Mario Party with Luigi skin by the looks of things. Yeah.
Who can catch more ghosts and who can collect more coins? Like,
I'm sure it's gonna be fun, you know, like, I don't wanna,
for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, what else did they announce? They showed off a little bit more of the hotel, a little bit more of Luigi in combat, so that was interesting. I'm actually super, like, I could not be more excited for this game. Like, I really thoroughly enjoyed the first one for the GameCube and the second one for the 3DS. It's just...
2 was great. I'm really, like you, excited to bring it back to console.
Yeah, and I think that's with a lot of games nowadays, with the Switch being so powerful and but also still portable. It's kind of the best of both worlds. Yeah, I'm very excited, for sure. Alright, so... Your article doesn't have some shit on it, Will. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, it doesn't have all the information, but it gets it done.
Yeah. All right, so the next thing in here was about Kirby, I believe.
Yes.
Yes, Kirby.
Free-to-play Kirby.
A free-to-play Kirby. So... Hey, get a load of this new shut up.
Start Kirby game.
I didn't ask for you to start Kirby-ing around.
Kirby and Kirby are in for some...
This is Nintendo. This is Nintendo's website for you.
Yeah.
Ooh, immersion. Anyways, so yeah, new Kirby game coming out, or not new Kirby game, new free to play, free to start Kirby game, I think is the better name for it. So yeah, this is a. I didn't start watching the direct until like 10 minutes in, so I definitely did not see this part. So Will, you're gonna have to save me on this.
It's Kirby. It doesn't. They didn't show anything different. It's just Kirby.
Yeah, pretty much. So
they even said it. It's Kirby and Kirby and Kirby and Kirby.
Yeah. So power through the bosses on a team of four to defeat the bosses. This wicked. It'll take a whole team of Kirbys in this free to start multiplayer action game. You can choose from four unique rules and join up to three other players to take down tough bosses. So that sounds super fun. Sounds like I might actually play that. No, I'm lying. I won't play that.
Oh, okay, good.
So, all right. So, this is super annoying that I have to go to the next video.
So,
and then make sure
I'm gonna.
Okay, pause. got
it.
Yeah, okay. See, because there's more information on the Nintendo website, but they're not making it very... I mean, mind you, I would totally rather watch a video than read.
Yeah.
Which is why I added that little funny goat getting... or goat headbutting that woman in our promo video. All right, anyway, so the next thing on the list here is Trials of Mana. And have you played any Trials of Mana before there, Mr. Will? Because this is a remake, it seems.
I have.
Right, I remember this conversation last time this was announced.
Mm-hmm.
So, Trials of Mana is a 3D remake of the hit Japanese classic RPG released in 1995 as Seiken Densetsu 3. I remember butchering that name once before.
I think you got it right this time, though.
Yeah, I just had to, like, sound it out, yeah. anyway, so, experience a beloved adventure, fully modernized with quality graphics, an upgraded battle system, character voices, and remastered soundtrack, extra conversations, interludes, and more. The overlapping story of interwoven destinies changes depending on who you choose as your main character and companions. So what else can you tell us about this game?
Well, it's been a while since I played this, so you're going to have to...
It's been since 1995, so you're like 3 years old?
No, I got... 95. I would have been like 7.
Okay, I was 3 years old. Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind being 3.
Yeah.
It means I wouldn't have hit 30 this year.
Yeah.
But it's basically very very similar to the original, like Final Fantasies and stuff like that. It's the tactical, or what is that called?
Turn-based.
Yeah, the turn-based combat.
Yeah.
And the story was actually really good. I can't really remember it too much. I'm more excited about getting to play it again because finding a game from that old is very hard.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so enough of that. Moving on here. Let's talk about Discover a Small Town with a Big Secret. So this is a new RPG game from Game Freak, out of all people, the people behind the most celebrated franchise of all time. And let's see what they have to say about it on the Nintendo website.
Not much.
No? Is it not? Little Town Hero is what it's called. So the graphics are actually quite the art style is quite interesting. There's a couple of familiar hairstyles from the Pokemon series on here, but hey, who's paying attention to that? So, got any ideas, Hero? The story is set in an isolated village on the edge of the world. The only gate leading outside is heavily guarded by a castle, and the villagers are not allowed to leave. Most of the villagers don't give it a thought and happily go on with their everyday lives. However, the protagonist is a little different from the others. He wants to save the world outside. So one day, a monster appears in the village, shocking everyone, because until then, no one knew such creatures existed. The main character looks like a fucking monster. Eh?
Yeah, I'm looking at him, too. Those are some massive sideburns. He could give Wolverine a run for his money.
Yeah. And he's got the same haircut as the Team Flare leader.
Yeah, he screams werewolf.
Yeah, totally. Like, in this image here that we're looking at, here, I'll put it over here so that the YouTube fan base can see here. But, in this image here, he's, like, got the exact same haircut as the monster he's fighting.
I don't know what to think about this game because, like you said, so the setting of the game is, you guessed it, a town, one of which the inhabitants must never leave. Until one day a monster attacks. Our hero, Axe. His name is Axe. But instead of wielding a dagger, or even an axe, he brandishes ideas.
Yeah. This is
tactics. So, the game looks to rely on strategy over brute force.
Does he just,
like, what the fuck?
Does he just heckle like insults at the monsters?
That's not really an idea, but
yeah. But anyways, yeah. So, with the laughing aside, interested to see how this game will turn out. We'll definitely have to wait till we get some gameplay before we can laugh at it some more.
So. His fucking name is Axe, but yeah. He doesn't have a weapon.
Yeah, I know.
So bad.
Sure bad. Okay, so Super Smash Brothers is gonna get some new characters, so this is gonna be most excellent, Mr. Will.
Well, a couple we already knew about.
Yeah, so there's new DLC fighters that are coming out that we weren't
today.
Yeah, today, but there's some in development that were not included in the original DLC additions, I guess. So actually, at the end of the direct, Sakurai showed off Banjo-Kazooie, and it was actually really cool. And he actually did a shout-out to Xbox, which was quite interesting. I don't know if he got there yet in the direct, Will, but...
I have not.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, as you guys may know, that Banjo-Kazooie's IP belongs to Microsoft now. And he's like, he was showing off the moves and stuff of Banjo-Kazooie, which actually looked really good. Like, it was a really well-developed character. Like, it just naturally fits into the world of Super Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, he's like, yeah, we based this move off the new Nuts and Bolts Banjo-Kazooie, which is really cool. It's on Xbox, so you should go play it on Xbox. And he's like, I know Xbox is technically our rival platform, but Xbox is cool, so go play it. So that was kind of interesting for him to say.
Well, they're working more together. Where, because
yeah.
I think now Microsoft and Sony, or Microsoft and Nintendo, have both realized they're not just rivals, they're also bringing different things to the table.
Yeah, they're not really, they don't really have the same niche market in a way.
No.
Yeah.
So they're not stealing games from each other, or basically that as much as Microsoft and Sony kind of compete.
Yeah. See, this is actually a really smart move by Microsoft because, people are going to see Banjo-Kazooie and they're going to be like, man, I haven't played Banjo-Kazooie in so long. I want to go play it. And then they're going to go buy a fucking Xbox if they don't have one, honestly.
Yep.
So that was actually a really good marketing tactic by Sony. But Sakurai was saying in the video that Microsoft was like, they pitched the idea to Microsoft to have Banjo-Kazooie and Smash. And they were like, fuck yeah. So they were super down, and Rare even welcomed Nintendo back with open arms, so that's a good sign. Maybe we'll get Master Chief in Smash on Super Smash Brothers, whatever the next one is.
Well, we did have Solid Snake, right? So yeah. Snake's in there.
Yeah, we did. Cool. So that's good for them. But they didn't say much about the new characters. They just said that Banjo-Kazooie joins the battle. There's a new stage called Spiral Mountain, which is a Banjo-Kazooie stage. There's additional Mii Fighter costumes. Home Run Contest mode was added, which should have been in the game from the beginning, honestly. Special moves of Mii Fighters downloaded via share content features are now customizable. So that's one. So yeah, that's about all that's new in Super Smash Bros.
And so. Banjo and Kazooie both came out today.
Yes,
yesterday. Yeah. Sorry.
Yes. So, but yeah, no, Banjo, Sakurai fought Diddy and Donkey Kong at the same time on a team against him when he was playing as Banjo, and it was actually super interesting to watch. But Sakurai plays with items on. And Smash Balls.
Yay.
So, but Banjo-Kazooie's Final Smash basically won in the fight, which was why no one plays with Final Smashes.
Sweet.
So, yeah, that was fun. And oh, sorry, go ahead.
What is it here? Moving on, though, to their next character in the Challenger Pass is Fatal Fury's Terry Bogard.
Yeah. I actually remember seeing that as well. So, I don't know who the fuck that is. I'm not going to lie.
He's from another fighting game very similar to Ryu and Ken's Street Fighter.
Okay. Cool. So, some new faces. That's good. See, the thing I like about Super Smash Bros. Is it makes you go back and play games that you've never played before just because they're outdated.
Yeah.
So, that's really cool. All right, anyways, are you ready to move on, yeah?
Yep.
Cool. So the next game here, they talked a little bit more about Zelda Link's Awakening Remake. And, yeah, they showed off some more gameplay, they showed off some boss fights, they showed off some more characters you might meet in the game. Well, will meet in the game, I imagine, because it was actual gameplay. So I'm super excited to play this game, but I'm going to tell you right now, everybody, when this game comes out, I will not be playing it. I will be playing Untitled Goose Game and streaming the shit out of it and laying that goose egg while I stream. So that is what I'll be doing, because everyone will be playing Zelda, but I'll be playing the Goose Game.
Oh, man. I'll probably have to watch that just because I know how funny the Goose Game is.
The Goose Game is so fucking fun, though. Like, it's like you embody being an asshole.
I just remember going into the garden and the freaking lady just chasing me.
Yeah. So, I don't know what actual geese are like, but I know what Canadian
They're
geese are
They're
pretty
bad. Like. They're well, pre- if we're talking Canadian geese, yeah.
Yeah, Canadian geese are assholes. And they're getting overpopulated, or they're overpopulating the town now because nothing hunts them.
Yep.
So they just stand.
I saw a video a couple years ago of a Canadian geese going with a bald eagle, and they fought to a draw.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit, dude.
So yeah, I was at a park, and I remember I walked close to like two. I don't know if they were fully grown; they look younger. But I was just walking near, like past them, because they were on the path. And next thing I know, like, a group of them. Like, I don't know what a group of Canadian geese are called.
A gaggle of geese?
Gaggle of geese. That works for me. But, fuck. Next thing I know, there's just feathers flying, and I'm running for my life.
Oh, man. Geese? Oh. You look over at a park, and you just see, like, 50 of them all sitting there or shitting or digging holes, and then when you walk it, like, it'll be like a baseball field, like a community baseball field, and you walk through and it's just littered with holes from geese just devouring everything, and there's just goose shit everywhere. I just fucking hate them. They're just assholes. Oh, yeah. So I'm excited to be an asshole goose in the Untitled Goose Game, which comes out on September 20th. So I'll be staying up all night. Oh, yeah, because Brittany won't even be there. She's going to be traveling to somewhere else to do some bridal shower that I have no interest in being a part of. She's actually like, you know, you don't have to come if you don't want. I'm like, fucking, say no more. I will be playing the Untitled Goose Game.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so on that note, same date, September 20th, Zelda comes out. So, yeah, very excited because I did not play the original on the Game Boy, the black and white Game Boy.
I did. Super hard.
Is it? Okay. I'm sure they've balanced it out a bit because it's on the Switch now and not the original Game Boy, so.
Yeah, well, the original Game Boy was just a hack and slash, right?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even a hack, like, slash. It was just a hack and a shield. Shield hack.
Yeah, shield hack. All right. So, moving on here. So, Dragon Quest XI Echoes of an Elusive Age is coming out, I believe, on the 27th. Yes, September 27th. It's the genre-defining RPG series, which is on the Nintendo Switch now. So I think it's come out for the other, for PS...
No, it only came out for PlayStation.
Okay, yeah, PlayStation, yeah.
That's what I was waiting in line for last year, remember?
I do remember. And then I was trying to stand close to you so I could get Wi-Fi, but I was not getting Wi-Fi from your little hub in the backpack.
Well, it was also... I didn't even get very good Wi-Fi. We were in, like, a concrete box.
Yeah, yeah, it was tough. Are you ready for the grand adventures filled with memorable characters and enchanting stories and RPG gameplay that can be taken on the go? The definitive version features the same sprawling content of the original Dragon Quest XI game, but with the newly added character-specific stories, fully orchestrated field, and battle music. Side quests to journey into past Dragon Quest worlds, and the ability to alternate not only between HD and retro-inspired 16-bit visuals, but also Japanese and English voice tracks. That's actually super cool. So, I've never played a Dragon Quest game. Just gonna say that. I've not played a lot of JRPGs because a lot of them go over to PlayStation.
Yeah, they do.
So, unfortunately, not for me. Well, I might like it. You're into the RPG scene, though.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, so, I can totally see you losing a couple days, if not more, into this game.
Probably.
Yeah. So, alright, so yeah, that's Dragon Quest XI Echoes of an Elusive Age, September 27th, like I said. So, what do you have to say about the game, I guess? You played the demo at PAX, so.
I was really impressed with the demo. I just never got into buying it for PS4 last year, because I think there's other things I was playing at the time. So I'm kind of excited to see it on the Switch, and I may still pick it up.
Okay, nice. All right, so next on the Nintendo Direct lineup was Tokyo Mirage Sessions. This game weirded the shit out of me while I was watching it.
If I remember correctly, this game came out on the Wii, did it not? Or Wii U?
It was the Wii in 2011, I believe.
Yeah, it might be.
So anyways, this game was strange. So it's a crossover between Final Fantasy... This is the same... Yeah, Final Fantasy and Tokyo Mirage. So, basically, it's a game where you have a turn-based battle thing, but you're also dancing for... It's fucking weird. I don't even know how to describe it, but it's $60. So, I probably won't buy it, because I can't even duplicate the face that I was doing while I was watching the Direct and this was coming out, but I'll read the description here. The worlds of the Fire Emblem series and Atlas games cross paths again, and the result is coming to the Nintendo Switch. An interdimensional evil has invaded modern-day Tokyo, resulting in this fantastical barrage of music, style, and yes, danger. So fight back, battle through dungeons to pump up your strategy, and creatively decimate your foes before all hope fades to black. That was a really cool play on words. I'm not going to lie.
It was.
Yeah.
I do remember this game.
Yeah, so I don't know if the game did well. Like, I mean...
It came out on the Wii U.
Was it the Wii U? I thought it was the Wii. The Wii U didn't come out until, like, 2012.
It says this game came out in 2015.
What the fuck? What the fuck information do I have? Okay. Well, Will's always right with the news. Let's just be real here. So, Anyways, yeah, so this, I'm not going to lie, this game does not interest me. I'm not sure about you.
I'll skip it.
Yeah. Next video is... welcome back to Where Nothing Is What It Seems. So this is the next Deadly Promotion game, A Blessing in Disguise, and I believe they're also releasing the original game as well. It comes in the,
with this, isn't
yeah,
it?
With this, yeah, with this. So in the year 2005, FBI agent York visits Le Carre, a small town in New Orleans, where he encounters a mysterious serial murder case along his friend Zach. So the gameplay for this actually was super interesting. The graphics look kind of ghetto as fuck. They look like Wii U graphics, to be honest. I sound like Mark. But yeah, so it's, you basically use you like solve puzzles in rooms and shit like that, if I recall correctly. This game is kind of like, yeah, it's like a detective game. It had a, in the gameplay on the direct, it had some weird room where some weird shit was happening and blood was coming out of the walls, and I was a little kind of freaked out, so I stopped watching. Yeah. So, is this on your bucket list, Will?
I don't know. I do sometimes like these type of games, but I gotta look into it a bit more. I do remember the original 2010 Deadly Premonitions. I just don't know if I'm interested in the sequel.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on here. So Divinity Original Sin 2 was announced that it was coming to the Nintendo Switch. So this is one of Cole's favorite games.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the first Divinity. I haven't played number 2 yet.
I have not played either Divinity because it's a RTS, isn't it?
No, it's like a role... Well, RPG.
Okay.
Top down.
Top down RPG with magic and shit. So, good stuff. Would you buy it for the Switch?
Maybe. I just have to see a bit more into it.
I feel like this, you're going to buy it and then never play it.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Like I said, I really enjoyed the first Divinity. I want to play it again, but I want to play with a person, like another person.
Yeah. 100%. Okay, next.
Helped, the original game was on Kickstarter, so I got the collector's edition, like normal.
Ooh.
So that gave me 2 copies of the game.
Oh.
So if you want to give it a shot, let me know.
And not only just giving it a shot, I'm giving it a shot with the collector's edition.
Yeah.
So you have 2 collector's editions for... Dude!
Well, it's not 2 collector's editions, but like this, like it's like the founder's edition, so they gave me 2 copies of the game.
Oh, okay.
So I could play with a friend.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
That would be fuckity fucked if you got 2 collector's editions, but not unwill like of you.
Yeah. I guess.
Walks into EB Games. I'll take all the collector's editions, please.
That does sound like something I would do, though, right?
Yeah, like some guy's talking about, oh, I came for the collector's edition, and then you just glare him down like, no, they're mine. All of them.
Yeah.
I collect all the collector's editions.
I have the code right here, so I'm going to send that to you and maybe we can play some Divinity.
Does it work on the Switch or is it just Xbox?
It's going to be on Steam.
Oh, okay, PC. Copy. Copy that. Okay, so next was a little surprising announcement from Bethesda announcing that Doom 64 was coming to the Nintendo Switch. So,
oh, this is a classic.
Yeah, this is, as soon as they showed gameplay, it was like... It was like I was 4 years old again, playing Doom on the computer.
You should not have been playing Doom when you were 4 years old.
I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I could barely walk.
I remember playing it with a joystick.
Oh, geez. With Doom 64, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it looks fun, and they didn't play any of the actual music from the game. They're playing stuff from the Doom, the remake, or whatever the fuck it is. That came to the Switch earlier in 2016. Yeah. So I'm curious to see if they left the music the way it was originally intended.
Be interesting.
Yeah. So that's cool. Doom 64 coming to the Nintendo Switch. What do we got here now? Lock and load. Prepare to go rogue. So this is a new IP from Hi-Rez Studios. And this has me somewhat intrigued, but oh, hang on, stand by everybody, Nintendo is making sure that I'm of age to look at this game, so I'm just gonna I'm 4 years old. I'm this many. But yeah, so there. Nintendo knows that I'm an old man. But it still won't load the thing. Anyways, yeah, so Rogue Company.
Looks very similar to like Saints Row style graphics.
Yeah, I had a couple games come to mind when I was watching the gameplay for this. So there's not a whole lot of information on it right now. It literally just says a new game from Hi-Rez Studios on Nintendo's website. Fucking A-plus journalism.
Yeah. For a shooter, this doesn't actually look too bad. I'm seeing aspects of, like, Call of Duty, Counter-Strike.
I even thought of Apex Legends.
A little bit, yeah.
So, I'm actually... Yeah, let's see how this game unfolds.
I might give this a shot. This actually did intrigue me.
So, it says number of players up to 10. So, definitely some co-op shit going on here. Nintendo Switch 2020. So, Q2 probably, I'd imagine, next year. Like, April, which is the...
Yeah, considering we didn't really see any gameplay. That was all just created footage.
Yeah, and April's like the testing new waters month.
New waters?
Yeah. So... and then
I already have too many games next, like Q1, Q2, fuck everything. Like, if anyone added, like, fuck, do not announce any more games for next year, like the first 5 months.
Yeah. So, okay, so speaking of things that we don't want to spend any more money on,
Super Nintendo
games coming to the Switch Online service. So I actually didn't realize they didn't have Super Nintendo games until this came out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're right. They only have NES games.
They only have the NES. But looking at these, like, there's actually a couple here I have no idea about. Like, Brawl Brothers?
it's an indie game in disguise of an SNES game.
Demon's Crest?
Yeah.
And what about Joe and Mac 2 Lost in the Tropics?
Yeah, I've never heard of that game. That's got to be... We gotta try these games out. Because, I mean, they have...
Kirby's Dream Land 3. Yeah.
I mean, they have the obvious ones, right? They have
Super Defense Force.
Super Mario World, Mario World 2, Mario Kart, Link to the Past, Star Fox.
What, you know. Super Puyo Puyo 2?
Where's this? Super EDF Earth Defense Force.
Yeah, there's that one. But then there's Super Puyo Puyo 2.
Oh, I see it now. What the fuck is that?
I gotta look this up.
Yeah.
What is Super Puyo Puyo 2? Why did they have to... was it so good they had to name it twice?
Super Puyo Puyo 2.
Okay, it's on the SNES. It was... Let's see. Oh, there's emulators for it. Oh, great. I can play this.
Excellent. And then there's Super Tennis. That's like the only other good one. Yeah, most of these games I haven't heard of. Like, the first two rows I've for sure heard of. Actually, even the third row I've heard of, but the bottom...
I just see this little girl with, like, a slime on her head, and I'm like, no, I'm out.
I don't like where this is going, Nintendo. How dare you?
Some sort of RPG.
Yeah. So, all right, so next on the direct list was Tetris 99 is adding a few more modes, I guess. And, okay, for a second there, I thought the wife, Brittany, cut the internet because this video is not loading. And then I'm like, wait, but everything is still online. This doesn't make any sense. But anyway, so Tetris 99. There's been some part of me in the back of my mind that wants me to play this game. But, like, I know deep down that I suck ass at Tetris. So I don't want to waste my time. Like, I will be 80th place every fucking time. Like, I'm not the worst. Like, I'm not a complete potato, but I'm a skinless potato. Let's put it that way.
I'm a lot worse.
Yeah. You're a half peeled potato.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm not gonna read anything more into this, but yeah, they've added a few more game modes for Tetris 99. So if you're interested in that, and yeah, check that out. Yeah, I feel like my internet's gone because it's like won't even load images now.
Well, next up is your favorite game of all time.
Of all time. Oh, Oh, dude! It's Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020! And they have a retro mode. I was, none of the shit will load, but that's okay. Mario and Sonic Olympic Games Tokyo 2020, they definitely, are gonna spend my money for me with this one. But there's a... I wouldn't want to call it a story mode, but, like, it's kind of a story mode where they get trapped in this dimension where they're stuck in their 16-bit selves. So you have to basically fight through these events and get, like, first place or whatever the fuck to get out of the 16-bit dimension. So I thought that was funny. But other than that, I don't really care. My internet has completely shit the bed. Google Chrome, essentially, anyway, because nothing will load. So the next thing is Daemon X Machina is...
New demo
coming. A demo's available right now, I believe.
Yep. So. I still haven't tried it. When they first announced it last E3, I was kind of like, oh, sweet, a mecha game. Then as I saw more into it, I'm like, no.
Not for me. Alright, so...
I want the return of Mech Warrior, or Mech Assault, or whatever it was.
I think it was just called Assault.
You sure? Because yeah. I remember there was Mech Warrior Lone Wolf, remember, for Xbox?
Yeah, I think... Oh, it was Armor Core, I think is what you're thinking of, wasn't it?
No, that's a different one. There is Mech Warrior, or it's Mech Assault Lone Wolf, or Lone something.
Yeah. Anyways, next thing was Star Wars Jedi 2 Jedi Outcast is coming to the Switch, re-release of the full single-player experience on the Nintendo Switch. So, did you play this? I'm sure you played this game.
I did, and I'm probably going to play this again, because this is one of those games that's been hard to find. So, this will be interesting to see go back. It's just a re-release, though. I don't think it's a remaster, because it doesn't look any better.
Oh, man. Oh, no, nothing looks worse. Okay, so, I love Majora's Mask. Don't get me wrong, but the fucking Majora's Mask and even the Ocarina of Time remake for the 3DS, like, they fully redid the model for Link, and then every other enemy was, like, ripped from the 64, like, it was like a 2D fucking paper cutout, and you're like, what the fuck? If you're gonna remaster the game, like, put the fucking effort in, Christ. Anyways.
It's called budget constraints.
Well, when they made Majora's Mask the first time, it was time constraints, and they still pulled off a fucking great game.
True. So, very true.
Yeah. All right, so my internet's gone, Will, so you're going to have to help me out here. What was next on the...
All right, so next on the list, we had... what is it?
What is it? What is next on the list for the Nintendo Direct? I do remember something about... I'm going to cheat.
Oh, we have Witcher Wild Hunt Complete Edition is still coming.
Yep. Good stuff. We also had an RPG classic returns from Wii... Or from Wii returns on the Nintendo Switch. Which one was that, Will? Oh, right, you didn't get there. I forgot you didn't finish the direct. It's Xenoblade Chronicles, the original.
Oh, the real... Fuck me. I just picture as soon as you finish the tutorial walking out into that field and seeing that giant gorilla stomp my ass.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before, but, like, I've only played Xenoblade Chronicles X.
How sad is it, though, like, that literally is, like, the first thought to my head as soon as you said the original. I'm like, God, giant gorilla.
I remember getting my ass beat by a docile fucking enemy. It's like those big ass, like, island looking motherfucking dinosaur things. And then I'm like, I'm just gonna slash its ankle, and then it fucking crushed me. It's like, shit. Yeah, it was bad. But, anyways.
Oh, man.
So, sorry everybody that my internet sucks, but my announcing skills, as I just stuttered, I was gonna literally just brag about
there's a new Assassin's Creed bundle coming out to the Switch as well. I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, that was Black Flag and Rogue, I believe, right?
Yeah, and I've said it many times, but I have to say Rogue is probably my all-time favorite game from the original series before they went into the open world with Origin and stuff like that.
Yeah, I Black Flag I thoroughly enjoyed. I don't know if I'd go back and play it again, though, because only because I've, like, 100% completed the game, so it's like it doesn't have any replay value to me.
That's why you should play Rogue, for sure.
Yeah,
you'd enjoy Rogue. Rogue is the one game where you start off as an assassin. You played the third game, right?
I probably. It's been so long.
The third one was America.
Actually, no, I don't think I did play that one.
Oh, you suck.
I suck. But anyways, so yeah, that's about it for the. Oh, we forgot to talk about Pokemon. So yeah, some new Pokemon were revealed. One of the I fucking died laughing, Will, when I saw this. It's like, here's a new Pokemon. Or no, he's like, who's that Pokemon? And it was a fucking dude in a teacup. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
There is actually the bird, too.
The bird is bearable, and he has an interesting ability that is so boring. Like, it's cool, but it's like, everybody's gonna... Okay, here, I'll explain it so everyone knows what the fuck I'm talking about. So this blue bird, which is like a discount, slimmer version of fucking Pelipper, and it's blue, it has an ability called Gulp Missile. So if it uses the move Surfer Dive, it'll come up with a fish in its mouth. And if it gets attacked, if it goes first and then it gets attacked on that same turn, then it'll shoot that fish out at the enemy and damage it. So it's like, cool. Now everybody's going to have a fucking, whatever this bird's called, discount Pelipper, and they're going to teach it Surfer Dive, and then that's its only use, is it's like, I'm going to get a head start on the enemy by damaging him with a fish.
Oh, man. You know his name is Cremorant.
Okay. Still better than... Okay, no, what's the teacup fucking Pokemon's name? It's so dumb.
Poltegeist.
Fuck. Yeah, before Generation 7 came out, like, my brother and I would always joke, like, oh, here's a stool, and it evolves into a chair, which evolves into a fucking bench. Like, we were just... But, like, that's kind of the direction they're going. Like, a fucking teacup, are you kidding me? Or a tea, whatever it's called. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
Like, yeah.
Like, I look at, like, going through the list of, like, previous ones announced, and we got Roly Coly.
Yeah, and, the one I can bear is that black raven bird looking thing. That thing's badass.
Yeah, that's the only one I'm like, oh, what the hell is that? I haven't seen that one yet either. Impidimp.
Impidimpidimp.
Have you seen Impidimp?
I haven't seen Impidimp. Send me a picture. I'm going to laugh, man, my fucking ass off at Impidimp. It's going to be so
here, I'm
going to
send you the... I'm looking off of Cerebia.net.
Okay, all right.
And here's the new list of all the Pokemon, so check that out.
All right, I will be. Hopefully my internet works, and I'll be checking it out.
We can laugh about these guys.
I've never heard of a dot.
If not, I'll take a picture and send it to you on my phone.
Okay, side note, this webpage is called cerebi.net/yada yada yada.shtml. I've never heard of an shtml before. Interesting. Anyways, okay, let's look at a Dimpidimp or whatever. See, Dreadnought looks cool, but he's like a more rugged cousin of like Squirtle.
Yeah, Mortorna. But look at his Gigantamax version.
Dude, what the fuck? His Giga
head disappeared.
His Giga Max version is just fucking a giant Squirtle Squad version.
And then look at Corviknight still looks sick. Look at it, Gigantamax.
Dude, it looks
version.
Like fucking Slifer the Sky Dragon. That thing's gonna wreck you.
Oh man,
this is good. Okay,
look at Yamper. It's like a Pikachu's tail. I don't.
Can they stop Pikachuizing Pokemon? Like, can they just make a fucking original Pokemon already? Like, Christ. Holy
what
shit.
Is that?
A Dimpidimp. So
oh,
bad.
You got to it. A Dimpidimp.
You killed me. Oh my god. Look at that fucking thing again. I can't even fucking talk anymore. That
broke Rodney. It's a dark and fairy type. Well, obviously, look at the fucking thing.
I can't look at it anymore. I'll continue to laugh. It's so bad. Okay. Oh my god, I looked at it. Shit.
All right. Dude, I'm literally gonna get this thing just so I could use it in combat battles so people like fucking can't concentrate.
Like even its stare, it's like staring at my soul. It's like, oh, intimidating.
Oh my god, look at like I've seen Okreemi before, but look at his Gigantamax version. It looks like a wedding
cake. My god, they are running out of ideas. Like it's it literally goes from being a sundae to being like a wedding cake.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then look at Roly Coly. Like I told you,
Roly Coly and Duraludon. And then another discount Pikachu version. It's like,
more Pico, but look at its hangry form.
I know.
Hangry
form. And there's Cromorant or whatever the hell it's called. Okay, here it is. Poltegeist. It's a T bullshitter. Anyways. Okay, so that's enough of that. I can't look at that fucking Impidimp or whatever his fucking name is again. Oh, fucking sorry. He's just the dumbest thing. You guys need to go on Cerebi.net to look at the new Pokemon and look at whatever he's fucking called.
Impidimp.
It's so bad. It's so dumb. Oh my god. That's going to be Ash's fucking main Pokemon too. Just watch.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, Impidimp will be good friends. Oh, Impidimp.
What is that evolved version gonna be?
Oh, it's gonna be like a taller, skinnier version. Oh, it's gonna look so dumb.
Oh, okay.
I feel... Who designed that? That's atrocious. Okay, anyways, we should probably talk about our last topic, which is Cyberpunk 2077, before we
sign
off
we've missed out a couple things on Pokemon, too.
Yeah, but we can come back to... We can do a whole podcast on Pokemon.
Yeah, but you can't forget the curry.
All right. You can feed your Pokemon curry now. You'll be a curry master. I mean, I'm not wrong. I didn't water it down. That's essentially what it is.
Yeah. I was impressed with the more robust character customization system this time, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you can basically make your character look like how you want, which is like what we've wanted since like the fourth generation.
Yeah, not just clothes. Like, you can actually create a character.
Yeah.
Not just like pick, you have like two hairstyles to choose from and like four hair colors.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they had hairstyles like that were all over the place. Like hairstyles that if you were seen like that in public, you'd get fucking crucified. But yeah, they have everything.
Oh man, I can't wait to make the craziest looking character ever.
No, mine's going to look so stoic and it's going to be like Professor Oak when he was like young. Like, ugh. Actually, no, it's a bad idea.
I really want them to make a Pokemon game, though, that has, like, choices. So I could play as a good guy or a bad guy.
Like,
Team Rocket.
Yeah, like, the decisions you make affect how everything around you... Yeah, oh yeah, dude. Like,
that would be sick.
Like, if you're an evil piece of shit, like, wild Pokemon sense that and they'd, like, attack you more, you know? That'd be cool. Okay, so that's... I think that was it from Pokemon. Oh yeah, you do camps now. You can... Yeah, it's a whole thing. You can visit each other's camps and feed your Pokemon curry. It's a good fucking jolly old time.
Oh yeah.
So we'll
have your curry dex.
You have a curry dex?
Yeah.
Good fucking Christ! First so Impidimp and now curry dex. Oh jeez. Well, my first recipe is gonna be featuring Impidimp. Fuck, I can't believe that's a fucking Pokemon. It's so bad.
Okay. I broke you.
Oh man. Okay. Anyways, so let's talk about Cyberpunk 2077. Yeah. So select platform. It'll be Xbox One. It wants me to buy it. Well, I don't want to buy it yet. We're gonna talk about it first. So you were telling me before we went live that there's a multiplayer mode in development.
Yeah, they haven't really said anything about it. It was just announced earlier today that they've been that there is a multiplayer mode in development and it'll launch sometime after launch.
Yeah. So, this game looks stunning. Like the Cyberpunk, the gameplay or whatever the trailer that was released at E3, like looks amazing. So yeah. I'm super excited for this game. So it's an open-world action-adventure story set in Night City, if you haven't been paying attention to the news in the last 3 months. Megalopolis obsessed with your power, glamour, and body modification. You can play as V, a mercenary outlaw going to going after a one-of-a-kind implant that is the key to immortality. I can't even talk anymore, Will. Like, a dimp fucking destroyed me.
Oh, man.
You can customize your character's cyberware, skill set, and playstyle to explore the vast city where your choices make shape the story and the world around you. So, this car also looks badass. So, yeah, you're playing as a mercenary outlaw, you live in a futuristic city, and, yeah, you're stealing an implant that gives you eternal life. I'm sure that's not, like, mission one.
No, it's probably going to happen sooner or later, because remember the trailer during E3 shows you and your best friend or your brother or something being betrayed, mm-hmm. and then he dies, and then you get, presumed killed. But then you wake up, remember, with Keanu Reeves hanging over you.
Right. I like when games, for example, say you get this implant like 60% way through the game, and then it just opens up a whole new branch of game for you. Like, I like when games do that. I don't like when they're like, oh, you need to do this one thing, and then you do the one thing, and the fucking game's over. And it's like, cool, like, maybe I want to be a super badass for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So, hopefully that's kind of how this plays out.
Yeah, so they did a deep dive video on Friday that showcased a few aspects of the game. They showed off one of the six unique districts of Night City called Pacifica. The district is the perfect embodiment of the cyberpunk setting. Originally created as a beautiful tourism spot, economical troubles have led to the place falling into disarray and gangs occupying the district. Now two dangerous rival gangs are vying for control over it, the Voodoo Boys and the Animals. The former are using hacking and cyberspace as their preferred tools, with the latter relying on their brute force and body enhancements to enhance it.
Yeah, and that was another cool thing is like the design of the characters itself looks super cool. Like they have they have circuit board like arrays in their face and shit. Like it looks really the design
very,
of the game.
Cyberpunk futuristic style.
Yeah, it's really cool. So I'm actually super excited about this game. When the trailer first dropped in not this last E3 but the E3 before, I was a little like, what the fuck? What is this game? Is it a dimp-a-dimp?
I was all for it, and mainly because I knew the company behind it, and that was CD Projekt Red, and they have not failed to deliver a good game.
This isn't a new IP, is it?
Oh yeah, it's brand new.
Oh, is it brand new? Okay, because like everyone was reacting like it was like a new release or like a game of the series or something.
No, this is the first of the series.
Okay. Well, yeah, they've done a great job. I almost said wonderful, like I'm a fucking 60-year-old fucking old person. They've done a great job advertising this game and marketing this game because this game looks fucking stellar.
Oh, I'm really excited. I can't believe the things they've actually done with this game.
Yeah,
I'm really impressed. It's also become controversy, but Cyberpunk announced that they've done away with choosing your sex.
Yeah.
So V can, your hero, your protagonist V can either be a male or a female, but they've made it so you can't choose male or female when you start the game. You create your body.
Yeah, which, sure, that's fine. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. But a lot of people, you know, I'm not going to say some of these comments because they're very rude and hurtful, but it seems a lot of people just don't agree with that type of game.
Well, you know what? If they have a problem with that, then make a dude or make a lady and fucking shut up.
Yeah, one guy was like, well, what happens with when I want to start the game and I want to play as a male? Well, I'll create a male body.
Yeah. Put your big boy pants on and make a male body. Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, this game looks great. Comes out April 16th. So, hopefully, this doesn't turn into another Anthem. Fingers crossed, knock on wood, whatever the fuck you do.
I don't think it will. They've taken their time. And like I said, this is CD Projekt Red.
Yeah.
They're very story-oriented studio. They are the ones that are behind the Witcher series.
Yeah.
And with it not having an online component, which Anthem basically failed at, this is all story driven, so I can't see this game having any problems.
Good, yeah.
So, other than some bugs, you know, and some glitches maybe at launch.
Yeah, every game does nowadays. So yeah, so hopefully it comes out April 16th, 2020. This will take us all the way to E3 2020, where we'll get some big announcements next year. Yeah.
Yay, which I'm hoping we can actually go to next year. Yeah, I would love to go to E3.
That'd be excellent, yeah. Okay, guys, thanks a lot for checking us out today. Talk about the Nintendo Direct and Cyberpunk 2077. Let us know what you guys think on everything on our Facebook page. Or, welcome to the party gamer tempo. Fuck sakes, you missed my whole dimp-a-dimp fucking breakdown.
He can listen to that later.
Yeah, you can listen to that later. But anyways, so let us know what you guys think on our Facebook page and Twitter and stuff. Hey, guess what? Our website's live again, so check that out. We got some articles pumping out, and you can find our videos and stuff like that on their website as well. And if you guys enjoyed the live the live show here, you can join our Patreon page and join us every week for that. So yeah, that's it for us today. We'll see you guys next week, and we're going to have Mark on the podcast next week, Will. So I think... it's only fitting if we add a little bit of an inside joke, because we know Mark doesn't listen to the podcast, so he won't have any idea what he's coming into.
That is very true, but we'll see what happens.
So I think every time Mark says bro, we'll just keep a tally. How many times do you think Mark's going to say bro? In Gamer Tempo, I want you to guess too.
Yeah. I'm sending you a picture right now.
Okay. I think Mark's going to say bro like...
Check your phone.
25 times. What do you think?
15.
15? Okay, I said 25. And then Gamer Temple, we'll get to you in a bit. Oh, my fucking... Will, do not send me a fucking photo. Fuck right off.
I am literally just going to send you that, like, randomly now, till, like, Pokemon launches.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be in the office, get a text from me, and then break down.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. Anyways, so, yeah, next time Mark comes on the podcast, if... what's the punishment going to be, Will, if we guess right?
Ooh, let's see.
We have to play a game of Mark's choice, and it's going to be shit.
No, I'm already playing all the games Mark wants.
All right, well, we'll decide that, and then we'll announce it at the end of the podcast next time, I guess.
Yep.
Cool. All right, thanks a lot, guys, and a dimp a dimp. See you later. Bye-bye.
Later, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.